Bez Hashem, welcome everyone. We continue now with Pel Yoitz, Shir number 79, a new topic, and the topic of Emes, the topic of truth. Says the Pel Yoitz, Sfas Emes Tikoin Lo'ad, Pasuk in Mishle Yud Beis Yotes, Sfas Emes will last forever. What is Sfas Emes? Not the Sefer of the Ger Rebbe, but the mouth that speaks words of truth, the lips, Vasayim our lips, the lips that speaks words of truth, will tikoin la'ad, will last forever. Umatzeles mimisa, and the Pel Yoitz gets right into it, it will save a person from death. Speaking honestly, speaking truthfully, will save a person from misa, rachman letzlan loyaleinu. And he says, "Kiyadua Maimar Shas is brought down from the Maisa, Bahu Asad, the Shmei Kushto, the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Tzadi Zayin, Omar Aleph tells us there was a town called Kushto. You know what Kushto means? Kushto means Emes, truth. That was the name of the town. Just like you have signs, welcome to Lower Merion, welcome to Upper Merion. I remember the first time I saw that sign, I'm like, wow, there's an Upper Merion, because we're in Lower Merion. Look at that, okay? Welcome to Brooklyn, Baruch Haba, right? I have that sign like that, something like that, okay? Anyway, there was a town called Kushto, Emes, truth. Shloi hayim medabrim sheker. They would not speak sheker falsely in that town. Loi mayis inish blazman zimnai. And no one died before his time. Before we go on to the next piece from the Pel Yoitz in the topic of Emes, I want to discuss this for a minute. I want to discuss this for a minute because there are two things we have to say. One is, he tells us about a Gemara when the name of the town was called Kushto. But he doesn't elaborate, the Pel Yoitz, to what happened over there. So I want to tell you what happened over there. There was a couple, a family, that moved to the town of Kushto, and they were raising their mishpach in the town of Kushto. And like we said, in this town, no one lied. Someone came to the door and asked for the wife, to speak to the wife. And a response that came out was not 100% emes. And there was misa in the mishpacha. And the townspeople said, what just happened here? No one dies here in this town before their time. And people just die before their time. I'm shortening the story. They were asked to leave. They didn't speak emes. It was for a good reason. It was for tznius de ge'inyan nonetheless. It wasn't emes. But let's understand even further. What does this mean over here? Shlo yohayu medabrin shekev lo yimayis enesh b'lo yizimne. They didn't lie, and therefore no one died before the time. What does one have to do with another? What does one thing have to do? They didn't die, so therefore they didn't die early. They didn't lie, rather, so they didn't die early. Like, so therefore, what's the connection here? So I'll tell you the connection. And I saw this in the Marsha, in the Gemara, in Sanhedrin over here, around 18 years ago. And the Marsha says like this, around. I'm not saying Emes, not Emes, approximately. Okay? Got to be careful here now. And Marsha says something amazing. The Gemara Nida tells us that when the baby is in his mother's womb, everything about this baby, the hair color, the eye color, the height, everything about this baby, his whole entire life, is going to be determined at that point in the mother's womb. Whether the tzaddik or rasha, that the child has the free choice. That's what we're here about. We are here to decide, are we going to choose the path of a tzaddik or Rachman and Son, the other path? That's up to us. Tzaddik or rasha ain't goyzer. The amount of years of life a person is predetermined to have is set at that time as well. Explains the Maharsha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with us mida kineged mida, measure for measure. And Hashem says to the person, I set this person's life for 120 years. I set this person's life, your life, for 120 years, Hashem says to the person. But Hashem says to this person, but you lied. You're living a life and you're lying during your lifetime. You're not speaking emes. Says Hashem, explains the Maharsha, ah, mida kineged mida, measure for measure. I have to deal with you the same way you're dealing. And I have to change that 120 years because you lied. It's supposed to be, emes would be 120. Now it has to change. Mida kineged mida. So what do we see over here? That's exactly what the Peleoids is telling us. Bahu Asar, in that place, the Shme Kushto, the name of the town was called Kushto. Shnoi hoyu medabrim sheker. They wouldn't lie. Loi mayis inish blizimni. And no one died before the time. But if they lie, we just explained for the Maharsha why Rachman Litzlan, a person might die before his time. We are now zoicha to have the shiur from Rav David Gross on the life and Torah of our leaders.